His check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. National Weather Service says a slow-moving storm system should bring periods of rain to the region today into tonight, with some moderate to heavy rainfall at times, which could result in ponding of water in urban, low-lying, and poor drainage areas. There's a marginal risk for flash flooding, but there's also a slight chance to low chance for thunderstorms as well across the area, mainly for this afternoon. Pat Pagano's forecast will come up in just a few moments. Salisbury Bank has announced the start of their annual Time to Shine scholarship program, creating that scholarship program in 2009, assisting students who have proven financial need and who are already making a difference in their communities. Multiple scholarships will be awarded up to $1,500 each to assist eligible students seeking a college degree in a variety of programs. Ideal candidates will be students of academic achievement who possess a variety of interests and leadership experience, show consistent community involvement, and the desire to make their world a better place. Applicants must be currently enrolled in a public high school, vocational, technical, or private school, or be a homeschooled student affiliated with the school, or be a graduate or GED recipient entering their first year of college. Applications must be planning to enter an accredited college or university as a first-year undergraduate student for the 2022-23 year. To submit an application, salisburybank.com/scholarships. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on May 31st. Well, Millerton has a sheriff talk at meetings on hiring new deputies, with the future of police services possibly shifting gears in Millerton. The village board held a special workshop on March 29th with Dutchess County Sheriff's Office present to speak about the services it could provide in the village. In addition to the entire village board and Dutchess County Acting Sheriff Kirk Imperiali being present, nearly 50 residents from both the village and town came to the 6 p.m. meeting at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Mayor Jen Nijak, Millerton Police Officer in Charge Mike Veter, did not return multiple requests, she said during the interview. Dutchess County Acting Sheriff Kirk Imperiali did attend last week's meeting to provide details of what they can provide to municipalities that hire its deputies to provide patrols in addition to the 24/7 that county already provides for all eight of its zones. Meanwhile, any village resident who would like to speak with Nijak about the possible dissolution of the Millerton Police Department or the hiring of the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office can contact her by 845-705-5601 or email her at jnijak@villageofmillerton-newyork.gov or stop by the village hall during office hours. Next Steps, a public hearing is planned for Wednesday, April 13th at 6 p.m. at the Millerton American Legion Post 178, as the library annex was booked for that evening. At this time, Nijak said that meeting will not be virtual, but the village is hoping to record it to post it on its website also at a later date. As the full board is not expected to be present at the 13th meeting, she expects a vote will be taken on the issue at the next regular village board meeting scheduled for April 18th, provided the full board is present. If approved, a local law would have to be passed to dissolve the Millerton Police Department, subject to a permissive referendum. If there are no glitches, the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office could have a substation in Millerton by June. State Senator Sue Serino and her staff will be traveling throughout the Harlem Valley this spring to visit constituents with questions about state-related matters, assisting them with specific casework. Serino's office has released a schedule for upcoming mobile office tour. She'll be at the following locations on the dates: Monday, April 11th, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Dover Plains Library; Tuesday, April 12th, 11:30 to 1:30 at the Millbrook Library; Tuesday, April 12th, from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Pleasant Valley Library on Main Street in Pleasant Valley; Wednesday, April 13th, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Pine Plains Free Library; and Thursday, April 14th, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Northeast Millerton Library in Millerton. Well, the Great Barrington Town Board has scuttled attempts by several airport neighbors to cut operations. The decision now allows the airport to continue since it predates zoning laws. The couple wanted the town to turn the clock back 90 years on the airport, but when the landing strip was still an unpaid former potato field, but the town has said no. On Tuesday, backed by the town's lawyer, unanimously they shot down a move by several neighbors of the airport that would have essentially forced it out of business. The neighbors, Holly Hammer and Mark Fasto and Ann Fredericks, had filed a challenge to the building inspector's February ruling that the airport is exempt from zoning laws because it predates them. In the ruling, the building inspector found the airport's buildings and operations are allowed to continue in an area that was deemed residential when zoning laws were enacted in 1932. The town has long viewed the airport lawful as a pre-existing entity and does not conform to zoning laws. A win by the neighbors would have required the airport basically to cut its activity down to the level it was in 1932. Body cams are coming soon for Great Barrington and Sheffield police officers with a request from police officers and a blessing from their unions. Two South County police departments are set to have body-worn cameras for officers by the end of the year. Great Barrington and Sheffield appear to be the first municipality departments in Berkshire County where plans to get the equipment are in motion. Massachusetts State Police troopers already are using them. The cameras are paid for with grants from the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, which is promoting use of body cams for police officers. The towns will have to chip in for some extra related costs. Taking a look at meetings coming up in and around our tri-state region today in Sharon, a special town meeting is being held. That will be held tonight at 6:15. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance will have their quarterly meeting at 6 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find special menus 7 days a week, and they have a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,496.51, the NASDAQ at 13,888.82, and the S&P 500 at 4481.15. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.